239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. So who possibly could follow the Secretary of Labor of the United States of America? Why, none other than the Washington Township Trustee, Frank Short. Mr. Trustee, how you doing?
Good, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Terrific.
See, you're in big time when you follow an officer of the government of the United States of America.
And he's with the same people I was talking to all morning, Senator Donnelly, Congressman Carson, Brett Voorhees. So like now, minds think alike.
So now you're hard at work. You're scheduled to be here next week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks with all with.
If I don't have a conflict.
You work this out. You're the Washington Township Trustee. You can figure this out. But you had a statement this morning because earlier this year, back when it was cold and we all were waiting for 70 and 80 degree weather or 90 degree weather, you threw your hat in the ring and said there are some problems in Indianapolis that we need to come to grips with, and there's a lack of leadership, and you stepped out there on faith running for the Democratic nomination for mayor, but today you made a statement that you're kind of reassessing things. What happened?
Well, you know, you're right. Back in January and February, I had a lot of discussions with a lot of folks. You and I talked, mm-hmm. and a lot of other folks, you know, elected officials, neighborhood leaders, party people, clergy people, the business community, and regular folks, you know, on the bus. Mm-hmm. Got on the bus and said, "Can I talk to you one day?"
Yeah.
People look at you strange sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, but I talked to a lot of folks. There are three main issues that Indianapolis is facing. You know, we know, obviously, we must, as a city, address this rising tide of crime. We got to create better-paying job opportunities for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We have to create a fantastic educational system for all the children in this city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you were just talking about education earlier on the show.
Okay.
You know, these are the issues Indianapolis must address, and these are the issues that I got in the race to discuss about 7 months ago. As we look at it, you know, I've been fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived here 33 years, came from Chicago, mm-hmm. but I've been proud to call Indy my home. Like many people, you know, I wasn't born here. I chose to move here. I chose to stay here. It's where my wife and I raised our son. It's a city I love. And we raised our son here, and I've grown my business. And that's why today, as we talked about some things and talked about this race and making decisions, other folks are in the race.
Right.
My friend, Representative Ed Delaney, my friend, U.S. Attorney Joe Hogsett. Every time I've made a decision, Amos, to run for office, I put the public good ahead of my personal interests. And today's not any different. I just spent Labor Day weekend out of town with my family. We talked about a lot of things. We discussed the mayor's race.
Mm-hmm.
Make no mistake about it, I'd love to be the mayor of this great city. I love this city. I spent a lot of time here. But I just don't believe, and, you know, some people said, you know, Frank Short, you're an old-school politician. And you're right, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't apologize for that. But I don't believe a divisive primary helps us elect a Democrat mayor. And I think we need a Democrat mayor on the 25th floor.
Mm-hmm.
Because Democrats, you know, it's a party that I'm glad to be a member of. They care about crime. They care about jobs. They care about the middle class. They care about education. Those are the things that are important. Those are things that need to be addressed. With all that being said, I want to make sure that we elect a Democrat. And all along, I wanted to make Indianapolis better. So today I announced that I was suspending my campaign for mayor. As much as I'd love to be the mayor of the city and think that I could do a great job, I'm going to endorse my friend Joe Hogsett. You know, Joe and I have been friends for many years, going back, I hate to say 30 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time. But, you know, because I think Joe's crime-fighting experience, that's the number one issue we got. I think it makes him the best person to lead the city right now and ensure that it stays safe for us to live and to raise our family. So I announced I'm stepping back. I'm still going to talk to you a little bit today about the Washington Township Trustee because we're still doing that. And, you know, I want us all to be on the same page, and hopefully everybody gets there, the party folks and the people, and we elect a Democrat next year.
Is this something where, as you talk to all those people, whether they were riding Indigo or whether they were at festivals or whether you spent time in their homes or in restaurants or out in the grocery stores or the drug stores, do you get a sense that we have lost in this city that feeling that we can do anything, we can come together and do anything? Anything is possible in Indianapolis. We used to have this can do, we can do it spirit, and it just seems like we're drifting as a city.
I agree with you. I think Indianapolis still has that spirit. You know, we can do anything, you know, whether it's hosting a Super Bowl, whether it's building things, whether it's building neighborhoods, whether it's helping folks out. I think the difference is now there's just more folks. You know, you just talked earlier with Secretary about, you know, the Great Recession and everything. Mm-hmm. There's more folks that need a hand, but that's okay. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what government's supposed to do. When people need a hand, you got to reach out to them. Those that are legitimately in need, we have to help. But I still think there's a great attitude everywhere I talk to city, whether south side, east side, west side, north side, downtown. People know this is a great place. They don't like some of the things that are going on, and we need to make some changes. We need to address issues better. You know, we need to get people to own up and realize what the responsibilities are all across the spectrum, whether it comes to kids, whether it comes to work, whether it comes to, you know, your neighborhood. And if everybody does that, we still have that attitude. We just got to get everybody back on the same page. Still a great city.
Is it also that we've got to figure out and get serious about helping the neighborhoods? There's been a lot of rhetoric the last several years about doing this in the neighborhood. You're the Washington Township trustee. So you get to see the problems of people who are hurting, whether they are the poor, or whether they're people that just lost a job and all of a sudden they have no savings, they depleted what little retirement they may or may not have had, and they're coming to you as almost the help of last resort.
Exactly.
And it's been growing in all of the townships. Is it that we don't understand, there's a report that somebody put out a couple of weeks ago that talked about the divide. You know, they talked about during when Romney ran about the 47% and the 50, that we've got this huge income divide in Indianapolis between the very well off and those that are not. And I don't think we ever had that in this city before.
I think it's probably more pronounced now because people are paying more attention to it. Mm-hmm. We see folks every day at my office, at the trustee's office in Washington Township that need help. You know, we've been fortunate. And the reason I say we still have that can-do attitude, one of the things I established up there was a community partners program. Mm-hmm. And so if you came into my office or one of your listeners came into our office, you know, they have to meet certain guidelines to be able to receive emergency assistance. But we have spent a lot of time teaming with different apartment complexes, churches, synagogues, community centers, multi-service centers, food pantries, anybody and everybody to talk to us about how do we help folks.
Right.
So you might come in and maybe you don't qualify because there are certain guidelines, you know, for emergency assistance, but I'm pretty sure I can send you somewhere to get food for your family. I can send you somewhere to get utilities put back on because under law, the trustees in the state aren't allowed to pay reconnect fees or back. We could pay current, mm-hmm. but I could find somebody to pay last month's rent for you. Mm-hmm. Now, you might have to take a little effort and maybe make three stops after you leave the trustee's office, but we're going to make sure we help folks. And we, you know, Washington Township is no different. My colleagues all around this county are doing the same thing, reaching out to helping folks. I think you have to be creative in the way you do things. You have to look for partnerships. We do it every day, you know, I think. And, you know, when people get a tax bill, Amos, it says taxes.
Yeah.
They know school's a big part of it because that's such an important part of it. But they don't look at every single line. They just want to know government's doing something. I'll give you an example. You know, when I got elected, I didn't have a fire department, but we'd collected some tax money. And we started with the Peterson administration, finished with the Ballard administration, building a new fire station at 84th and Ditch. You know, we built that fire station with tax dollars we collected. The day it opened, we deeded it over to the city. You know, our old headquarters building, you know, saved that fire station saved public safety $3 million, which goes a long way. That hires a lot of police officers. We also worked with Sheriff Layton, our building on 86th. He was renting space from other people. We gave him an old township building. He renovated it. He's got all his warrant folks up there. That's good for Washington Township because now in a 24-hour period, I've got 40 to 50 cars coming and going through that building. All their warrants are up in one place, centralized it, you know. We just tore down an old building at 51st and Michigan on the west side. Mm-hmm. That we're giving that piece of property to the Parks Department. They're going to create a green space there, an entranceway to that part of the city, a gateway, like they've done in other places. Mm-hmm. You know, there's ways to be creative, and you just have to be able to think about them every day. And if you do that, everybody survives, everybody does better, and that's what the process is about.
A looming issue next year in the legislature that will impact people who live in the nine townships here in Marion County and may impact township trustees that get reelected in or elected in November is the status of the small claims courts. I know the Supreme Court yesterday issued a report by some consultant in Colorado. Why do we need somebody from Colorado to tell us what kind of courts we need here in Indiana?
I'm thinking there's a lot of lawyers between Indianapolis and Denver that could have done this.
That basically says, gee, the small claims court ought to be a division of real court, of superior court. And that's all well and good, but it sounds like if all of a sudden you take small claims courts and make them into real courts, that's increased security costs because you have to protect a real court differently than you protect a small claims court. It becomes harder to be able to get in and get out. And more importantly, in small claims court, an ordinary person has the opportunity, and a lot of times they are victorious to be able to go up there, just like they're talking to Judge Joe Brown or Judge Judy, and make their case. But if you're doing that in real court, then that's, you got to go get a lawyer, and there's extra costs, and it sounds like this would be a mess.
Well, the small claims court system, obviously, Marion County is so much different than the rest of the state. We're the only state, you know, there are counties in the state that have small claims courts, but you're right, there's a superior court that on Wednesday handles small claims issues.
Right.
You know, these courts in this county probably will handle 70, 80,000 cases this year.
And that sounds like somebody told me that is the same number of cases that all the superior courts downtown handle.
But you have to look at it differently. Yeah. The superior courts, you know, murder trial takes 3 weeks. Bassard took 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, if I live in your apartment, I don't pay rent, you and I go down there, the small claims court judge is going to settle it in about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different kind of case. It's not equal, but it is a lot. You know, but if you go to a superior court, make them part of superior court, and this is something I happen to know something about, you're going to have stenographers. If there's, you know, lawyers in the court representing folks, et cetera. You're right. People can represent themselves, and small claims court is designed for exactly that. Small claims, you know, issue $6,000 or less. So you're right. This consultant came in, you know, the constables. If you went to superior court, I don't know what would happen to constables. If it was taken over by the sheriff, I would think that might incur some cost. I haven't read this report yet. It just came out, but, you're right. I think it would be more expensive. It's a pretty efficient system. You know, I can tell you, for everything we do in Washington Township, you know, for every $1,000 property tax collected, I get about $2.70 out of every $1,000 you pay. That's a pretty good bargain for the services we provide. And, you know, there's talk about the trustees. Should we make it one big trustee or consolidate them? You know,
that's a big bureaucracy.
Exactly.
239-1310. 239-1310 is after news. We'll take a quick break. It's WTLC AM Indianapolis. We're talking with Frank Shorp. He is the Washington Township trustee. He is running for re-election for that position. He was a candidate for mayor of Indianapolis. He has suspended his campaign. That just means it just kind of hangs out there. Just, you know, always just like Boy Scout, be prepared. It's After News with Avis after these.
Hello, my name is Jessica Key, staff writer with the Indianapolis Recorder newspaper and Indiana Minority Business Magazine. And when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
239-1310, 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. We're with Frank Short. He is the Washington Township trustee. Going back to this thing about the report, Supreme Court with some Colorado consultants about eliminating small claims court, which would, and constables, which would then leave only one elected official for townships, the township trustee, and the board. It's almost like, why are we getting ready to have a discussion next year after the voters of these townships in good faith have elected a judge for 4 years and elected a trustee and constable for 4 years? It's almost like, here's another example of somebody going to the legislature to tell people in Marion County, your vote didn't count. It seems to me if there's going to be any discussion of reforming the courts, it should be something that goes into effect in 3 to 4 years, not potentially in a year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. You know, it's like people are going to vote. People are going to make informed decisions. They're going to elect folk. And then, you know, the legislature in its wisdom is going to say, yeah, we don't think that's such a good idea. You know, a classic example, okay, sure, I appropriate part of my expenses towards rent, you know, in the formula, but it's all in my budget. Where's the Marion Superior Court going to have these courts? Are they going to rent my building from me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, how does all it work? So, you know, it's great to say from the court's perspective, there should be courts of record. We should keep a record. We'll have a stenographer. We'll know everything. Mm-hmm. But you're right. The cost goes way up. The administration of the court goes way up. I don't think there's a small claims court in this county that makes money that's self-supporting, you know, now.
Well,
and they're going to get more expensive.
And that's another question, because there's a property tax, a piece of the property tax goes to courts. To the operation of our superior courts.
Through the county.
To general county. So then, gee, how much more does it cost that county fund to do these courts? Then how does, you know, obviously if they have to build their own thing or pay you rent, then your expenses go down, and then that means that, you know, does it offset? In other words, does the Washington Township or Perry Township or Pike Township property owner see their money go down and like it's a wash? Because it never really works that way.
No, it'll be more expensive. I'll give you an example. You know, if you use sheriff's deputies to serve those warrants, you know, eviction notices, they get benefits and everything. Right now, the constables contract with, you know, usually off-duty police officers, so they're not paying them benefits. Mm-hmm. They're paid on a 1099.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like when we first built our, leased our new space. We didn't build it. We leased it. You know, some folks said, you should have a food pantry. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. How many food pantries are there in Washington Township? And the reality of it is it's 91st Street, Allisonville, mm-hmm. Bethesda Christian on Michigan, Second Press, First Baptist, St. Thomas, St. Joan, Martin Luther King Center, Forest Manor. There's a bunch of them that I would consider full-time. Well, why don't we bring all those folks together? See how they're doing what they're doing, and instead of me hiring two or three more government employees and mm-hmm. stocking a food pantry, how about if your food pantry's low, you tell me, and we just give you a voucher so you can go to the Marsh store right next to our office and get a couple $1,000 worth of groceries to restock your shelves.
Right.
When you already got volunteers doing it and you're providing the service, why would I recreate something? And that's what you're going to have to do if you merge these courts, is recreate a whole system. And you're right. Once you start something like that, it's kind of like a remodeling project at home. Are they ever as cheap as you think they're going to be?
No, they never are.
Exactly.
239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. Let me go to Penny right quick. They tell me you're searching for someone, Penny?
Yeah, I'm searching for my sister.
And your sister's been missing how long?
For a long time. She's in Indianapolis, but I don't know where she's at.
Wait a minute. Are you calling from Indianapolis?
Yeah.
So you're calling from Indianapolis, and you're searching for your sister, and you think your sister is in Indianapolis?
Yeah, she's been here for a long time.
Okay,
and
but
I
you
can't find her. Her name is Mary.
Well, hold on a second, because this is not, you know, missing persons of the airwaves. Have you tried?
Yeah, I just know that.
Well, hold on. Have you tried to go and do a search online on the internet?
No, I don't want to get all that information out because there's some crazies out there.
Well, have you gone to the public library and had the librarian try to do an internet search, or maybe you got a grandson or granddaughter that's pretty good on the computer and you can tell them who you're looking for? You'd be amazed what you can find.
It ain't nobody here but me and her. And okay. I'm trying to find out, they told me to call you. Maybe you can
wait a minute. Hold on a minute. When was the last time you saw your sister?
Some years.
Wait a minute.
A whole lot of years.
Hold it. Were we talking about years? Are we talking 10, 20, 30, back when Kennedy?
Oh, no.
We talking about when Kennedy
about,
was president?
About 5 or 6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
That's not a long time.
If it is, when you're trying to find somebody, it's hard. Because I don't want to go on the internet because you got to get too much information. You're not the internet. Ooh.
Well, I'm going to tell you the best way to search for someone, Okay. And you're convinced that they're here, and you're convinced.
Yeah, they're here. Okay. Well, nine kids here.
All right. Well, if
and I can't find them.
Okay. Well, if you know the names of those kids.
Yeah, I know the name of them.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Do you have a church home?
Yeah, I got a church home.
Okay. What you need, and you got a good relationship with your church and your church office?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. What you need to do is go talk to your pastor. Tell your pastor to turn on the computer in the church office, okay? And you and your pastor or you and the church secretary go on the computer and do a search on the website. The web is called Google, G-O-O.
I know what it is.
All right, and you type the name in of your sister, and believe me, you will find, if she's here, you'll find information about her.
Yeah, and who else?
What do you mean, and who else? The person you're looking for.
The last guy I know did that. They were calling his name. They were calling his name, and they were talking.
It don't work that way. Have you tried to search her through Facebook?
Yeah, I don't. I did that one time, and same thing. See, everything is wide open now. Ain't no secrets no more.
Well, if there's wait, Penny. If there are no secrets anymore, this should be relatively simple. I cannot let you put the name out on the public airwaves.
I understand. You can't let me put the name on. I understand that.
No, especially when all you got to do is go on the internet.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I do that. Thank you.
Thank you. 239-1322. Sometimes I think I'm like the township trustee's office.
Just helping people. You're the office of last resort. You're working hard for the people every day.
I was trying to get him to go to his church. You know, the church will make sure that he's not getting the wrong thing on the internet. Anyway, if people want more information about Washington Township Trustee, if they live in beautiful Washington Township. The other thing is, if somebody comes to your township and asks for assistance, mm-hmm. and you say no, do they have a right to appeal?
They do. You know, when you go to a trustee's office, mine's no different than any other one of the 1,008 in the state. Some have combined 1,004 now, I guess. You can appeal. There's a hearing officer. Mm-hmm. So a hearing officer in the county is appointed by the county commissioner. So you present your case. And, you know, if you win, anyway, if you lose, you can then go in this county to the circuit court. Uh-huh. And so there is a complete process. You know, the nice thing about the townships, as you know, we have to make a determination within 72 hours. Mm-hmm. So when you go to your township trustee's office in the state of Indiana, it's not like fill out this paperwork and we'll get back to you in about 3 weeks.
Right.
72 hours, got to make a determination. If we deny, you're allowed to appeal. We set it for a hearing examiner, hearing officer's attorney appointed by the county commissioners.
Is the hardest part somebody that was working? Okay. They lose their job. Maybe the unemployment hasn't kicked in yet. Maybe unemployment won't kick in. And then all of a sudden they come to your offices, township trustee. You investigate and you figure, wait a minute, you had income. You haven't been out of no income for a while. We can't help you right now. Is that one of the issues
it,
in
it
terms
depends.
Of
depends. That's part of it. But at the same time, like I said, I might not be able to help you, but I can send you to St. Joan of Arc or somewhere else. Multi-service center or something like that. You know, we can find you assistance. You know, the hardest part about my job is people just come in the door and they're not honest. Mm. You know, we ask folk, you know, we've got computers there. We ask folks, okay, have you been working? You say no. I look up Amos Brown and says, you work at Radio 1. It says right here, the Department of Workforce Development, you're working at Radio 1. Mm-hmm. And they go, no, I didn't work. You go to BMV. I say, you know, you drive a 2013 Maxima. No, not license plate number 99.
So part of it is it's important to tell the truth.
Yeah. You know what? My philosophy since I've been the trustee, I'm there to help folks. Mm-hmm. My staff is there to help us. I will go, you know what? I will give you the benefit of the doubt within the confines of the law if you're telling the truth. Our job is to help people. It's not to tell people no, but if you come in there with some scam, you know, we've heard them all. Yeah. We've been doing it a long time. You're not going to show up tomorrow, not in my township or any other around the state, and say, I just thought this up. This is going to work. It doesn't work. We've seen them all, you know?
It's better to be honest. Yeah, I got a Lexus because I had this good job. Now I don't have it anymore.
Right. You know, and so that's it. If you're honest, the trustees are going to help you. That's what we're there for.
Let me go to Stan right quick at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey there.
How are you?
Real good. Hey, listen, you guys are doing a great job, and actually, I don't have a comment for what you guys are talking about, but I do want to say, and it is a comment, that I believe that President Obama is doing a great job. Now, that's kind of off the cuff and way away from what you guys are talking about, but I just want to say every now and then we should give credit where credit's due. He stopped a landslide. We was in a depression, and it was on its way out the door. He put a bottom in that thing, and then the United States has actually got back to the way they're used to living. So some of the rich people might be hurting a little taste, but outside of that, and they're not really hurting, they're still rich. But the thing is, this guy's done a great job, and we don't give him enough kudos for what he has done. And it seems like every time when he's getting ready to come on to maybe say, you know, what is good going on, something happens, a plane goes down, or something else draws his attention away to where we can't really see how good this guy has been. So I just want to say, I thank you, Mr. President. You're doing a great job. And keep the good up, keep the work up.
I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310 is after his name. So we go to Anonymous. Be the last call with the Brother Frank Show. Oh! We answered Anonymous's question. Let me see. We got one more. He's going to pull the name up. Another Anonymous. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
What's up?
What's done in regards to the gas being so expensive for people who have lost their jobs or, you know, looking for a job, not enough money? What's done in that for that?
What's being done with what?
You're talking about Washington Township?
Yes,
where there's
Washington
healthy
Township.
People?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times gas is a problem to, you know, get anywhere. Do they help out with that?
You mean like gas for your automobile?
Yeah.
Generally not. You know, it's shelter, it's food, it's, you know, utilities. So if you had a gas bill with your home, that's one thing. But, you know, transportation, we help folks that don't have cars with a bus pass on Indigo, transportation, food, shelter, utilities, burial, things like that.
But not if you don't have enough money to put the gas in the car to go look for a job. That's not.
No.
Okay. Should it be? That's something the legislature would have to decide?
Yeah, because the guidelines, what we can spend money on, you know, rent, shelter, food, clothing, medical, transportation, and burial.
But transportation is only public transportation.
Right. So if you need transportation, you know, we can't put gas in your tank, but I can give you a bus pass, I guess, and you can go take Indigo to go find a job.
All right.
Well, I'm thinking in terms of people with children, a lot of times, you know, getting them back and forth to school.
Well, I think if you know, if there's a way that you need assistance, you know, we can help pay your rent and then take some of that money that you're using for that to put gas in your car. I mean, you know, there's certain things we can pay. So if you have money allocated for that in your monthly budget, you could then reallocate those funds, I would assume. That would be the easiest thing I could think of right off the cuff.
The other thing is when we have these candidates that are on running for the state legislature that makes the state laws, I think you need to bring that suggestion up.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to sneak Deborah in. We last with Frank Short. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Amos. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
And hello, Mr. Sharp. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to thank you for jumping in the race for mayor. And I wanted to tell you that it takes a real big person to step aside and support another candidate, because here in Indianapolis, we don't seem to want to do that very often. So I just, you know, wanted to congratulate you on that. And I hope that you will keep an open mind of running in the future, because, you know, as well as you've done as trustee and with the economy, we also need that in the mayor's race also. So I just wanted to thank you for your work.
Thank you for your kind words.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Frank Short, people want more information about the Washington Township Trustee's office. What's the office number?
327-8800. 327-8800. WASHTWG.org, WashingtonTownship.org.
Frank Short, the Washington Township Trustee, former candidate for the Democratic nomination for mayor of Indianapolis. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Amos. Always a pleasure.